Australia fielded three debutants as well as a new captain and were rewarded for their enterprise with a 107-run win over Sri Lanka in the first one-day international in Melbourne. George Bailey led the side and the top three men in Australia's batting lineup were all making their first ODI start. Philip Hughes responded by hitting 112, the first Australian to score a debut century in one-day international cricket. And although Aaron Finch and Usman Khawaja couldn't follow his lead, half-centuries from Bailey, who made 89, and David Hussey, whose unbeaten 60 occupied just 34 balls, led Australia to a score of 305 for 5. Sri Lanka welcomed back Ajanta Mendis and Lassie Malinga, but even they were powerless against an Australian side with a point to prove perhaps after some media channels described their selection as a B team. When Tilakarani Dilshan and Dinesh Chandimal were batting together, Sri Lanka had a chance, the former making 51 and the latter 73, but once their 94-run stand was ended, Sri Lanka then lost 8 wickets for just 87 runs and were bowled out for 198. Clint Mackay returned 4 for 33, Mitchell Johnson 2 for 43, Mitchell Stark 1 for 25. Sri Lanka's cause was further hampered as Dilshan, Laharu Teramani and Angelo Matthews were all run out. This was some performance indeed from an Australian side missing the likes of Michael Clarke, David Warner and Shane Watson and, of course, no Michael Hussey and Ricky Ponting following their recent retirements. Not bad for a B team.